In this bulletin, the Victorian government eases its COVID-19 restrictions as promised this week. Leaders of the world's biggest economies vow to supply COVID-19 drugs, tests and vaccines affordably and fairly. And a former NRL star is arrested in drug raids after a six-month interstate investigation. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Further restrictions are being eased in Victoria today as the state marks 23 consecutive days without any new coronavirus cases. The limit on the number of people allowed in homes has increased from 2 to 15. Outdoor gatherings can also include up to 50 people. The mandatory wearing of face masks outside has also been relaxed, but Premier Daniel Andrews says they must still be worn indoors and during crowded settings outside.
If you go to Bunnings and you're in the store, you wear your mask. If you're in the car park, you don't have to wear your mask. But if you're queuing up for a sausage and you're with other people and you are simply not keeping your distance, you're part of a crowd, you need to put the mask on. Carry the mask with you. Common sense drives this. If you're outside in the open air and you believe you can keep your distance from people, then you don't need to wear it.
Public hearings for the inquiry into the Victorian government's COVID-19 contact tracing system and testing regime will continue today. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Professor Ewan Wallace AM and Chief Medical Officer Dr. Brett Sutton will be among those providing statements. In a previous hearing on November 16, the Australian Medical Association said it was worried about the culture within the state's health department. The inquiry has also already heard from Salesforce, the company hired during the state's second virus wave to improve the contact tracing system. New South Wales has opened its border with Victoria after a three-month border checkpoint operation. It comes as the state recorded its 15th day of no locally transmitted coronavirus cases, and Victoria continues to maintain its COVID-19 spread. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says it was a large-scale operation.
Just to give you some sense of the scale of the operation, we've had more than 5 million cars cross through the border checkpoints, nearly 500,000 heavy vehicles. We've had, you know, a million permits handed out. We've only had a handful of people doing the wrong thing in terms of COVID, but we did see over 1,000 arrests for criminal and other bad behaviour.
Leaders of the world's biggest economies have vowed to supply COVID-19 drugs, tests and vaccines affordably and fairly to all people. The pandemic and uncertain economic recovery were central to discussion at the G20 summit in Saudi Arabia. World leaders spoke on multilateral trade and the global fight against climate change during the two-day conference. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China will take the lead on climate change.
The earth is our shared home. We must have a shared vision for mankind and pitch in to tackle climate change and other environmental challenges to protect our blue planet. Not long ago, I announced China's initiative to scale up its nationally determined contributions and strive to peak carbon dioxide emissions by 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2060. China will honour its commitment and see the implementation through.
Ethiopia's army is pushing civilians in the rebel-held capital of the Tigray region to protect themselves as it plans to encircle the city in an attempt to end an almost three-week war. The Tigray People's Liberation Front is refusing to give up its rule of the northern region, saying its forces are standing firm. Ethiopian security forces have taken a number of towns during ground fighting and aerial bombardments. Hundreds have died and over 30,000 refugees have gone to neighbouring Sudan because of the conflict. Seven people will face court after a lengthy inquiry into a drug syndicate allegedly involving former NRL star Michael Gordon. One woman and five men were taken into custody after raids at several properties in New South Wales and Queensland. 37-year-old Gordon has been released from his role, providing specialist coaching services to the NRL Gold Coast Titans. He'd been employed by the club since retiring as a player last season. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 35. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, possible morning storm with rains easing, 20 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy and 20. Canberra, showers or storms, 24. Wollongong, similar conditions and 26. Sydney, a shower or two with possible storms, 29. Newcastle, much the same, 34. Brisbane, sunny and 32. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm and 35. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.